What about Owen Smith? Let me take it on a slightly different tack, and let's talk about Hunt's performance. You've defended him admirably, as I might expect you to. But Owen Smith has said today that he is, in his view, the worst health secretary in the history of the NHS. And you know, he has had, come on, he's had months to sort this out. And you know, and it is equally, as I said at the start, I've not been around the negotiating table, but you know, he has failed to do so.
No, but it's not his. The reason he's failed to do so is, you know, the BMA says jump. Is the health secretary supposed to say, yes, sir, how high? You know, his job is to represent the public interest. But let's talk about Owen Smith. I mean, who the hell is Owen Smith? He's about to be thrashed by Jeremy Corbyn in the Labour leadership. I'd never heard of Owen Smith until he emerged as somebody who wants to be the leader of the Labour Party. He's not even a household name in his own front room. And basically, Owen Smith is so desperate to appease the left-wing sentiment that now dominates the membership of the Labour Party, that of course he will say Hunt is the worst health secretary since health secretaries were invented. Yeah, I worked with Kenneth Clark. We were back in, I mean, a long time ago now. Kenneth Clark was said by a similar sort of, you know, Owen Smith's granddad to be the worst health secretary since health secretaries were invented. It's just common abuse. And the Labour Party doesn't need somebody whose only stock in trade is common abuse. It needs someone who's a strong leader.
It's politics, David, and as you're well aware. But I mean, let's how do we resolve this? Nobody in their right mind, not even the most belligerent of those BMA doctors to whom you refer, nobody wants to strike. What would you do now if you were back in your job as health minister? What would you be doing this afternoon?
Well, I certainly wouldn't be making further concessions to them. Don't forget the sort of people that when I was with Ken, I used to have rows with, the junior doctors. To be fair to them, have resigned, a number of them, because having recommended the deal and having had it thrown back in their face, they've done the honourable thing, and Dr. Malawana and people like that have resigned.
They have.
And why didn't Mark Porter resign? That's the point. And so I would do nothing. Look, let's be quite clear about this. You know, when I was health minister, I got into terrible trouble because I was told that some junior doctor was so tired he'd fallen asleep on an operating theatre and fallen across a patient who was being operated on. And I called that a fisherman's tale. And indeed, they never produced a junior doctor who'd done this. But of course, there were lots of people who said that was a disgraceful thing to say, because there are lots of people who want to believe any pack of lies that politically motivated junior doctors' leaders are prepared to put
Are you saying quite seriously, David, that these guys, junior doctors, people who in whom we trust our lives on a daily basis, are out there telling a pack of lies?
Well, they certainly were when I'm just quoting an example with me. But I tell you what they're doing. They're hanging on. They're staying on in a fight which they cannot win. Look, their own union, the BMA, has said that they should accept the deal. It's a fair deal. Where the BMA have got it wrong is that what they should have done is said, well, if you reject our advice, you're on your own. Set up your own organisation and fight it.
Okay.
At the end of the day, these people are now going to go on strike for 5 days in every month. But, of course, you will find Mystic Miller, okay? Mystic Miller makes a prediction at this point.
Go.
That is that these strikes will not actually last very long, because even when feeling was at its height, and the BMA hadn't said, well, it was a good deal the government were offering, you still found that an awful lot of doctors were refusing to strike. It was barely more than half that were obeying the strike call. I suspect that there are plenty of junior doctors who are not prepared to let the hotheads rule the roost. And I don't see why Jeremy Hunt should actually be expected to make more concessions when the BMA, who he's negotiating with, said that the deal that he offered was a good deal.
All right.
This is why the BMA can't just turn the clock back. They are bound by what they said, in my view.